And joining me now are two senior students from Walnut Hills High School graduating this year. We're joined by Emmy Smith. Hi, Emmy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. And David Osterbrock. David, thank you for being with us as well.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, what a strange time to be a kid on the verge of adulthood, I imagine. And I'll start with you, Emmy. Just talk a little bit here. Your high school career is just about behind you. And I'm wondering how this pandemic and the way your year ended has impacted the way you think about what's up for the fall.
Well, my school, I'm going to McGill University in Montreal, and they've already announced that they're doing mainly remote learning. So I already know that I'm going to not have any lectures in the fall, and I might have labs, but that's kind of all up in the air. So it's very confusing and frustrating, I would say, not knowing anything. But yeah, I do already know that I'm going to be doing mainly remote learning.
And when you say remote learning, and we are talking about McGill, which is in Montreal, very good school.
Thank you.
Are you going to be learning remotely here in Cincinnati, or are you going to locate in Quebec?
So they don't really know the answer to that yet. It's kind of all about what happens in the next few weeks, but they're trying to have students in Quebec, but they're not sure yet. And if they do have students there, they will have things like small discussion classes and labs for science students, but they still don't really know the answer to that question.
So I imagine when you were accepted to McGill, if this was one of your top choices, that you were pretty excited about the opportunity to leave the country and learn at a school like that. What are you feeling right now with the way that this situation has changed?
I'm definitely very nervous about getting my visas, because that whole process has been really delayed right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also kind of just like, I feel like being in a different country is so different in case something happens, because my family can't really get to me if something does happen. So I would say that it's definitely a lot more scary with the pandemic than I thought it was going to be.
And I understand that you have a brother who studies abroad.
Yes, my brother was studying abroad.
And was he brought back to the country?
Yes, he was brought back.
Okay,
but
so you're...
he had to quarantine.
Yeah, and so your family has some experience with this. Has there been any consideration that maybe you just take some time off and regroup with your future academic plans after the upcoming year?
Well, so I have two older siblings also in college, and my parents kind of all talked to us at once about taking gap years, and they're kind of very adamant about not wanting us to take a gap year, because so many students are going to be wanting to do the same thing, and it's kind of really unfair to the university if all these students just like suddenly try and pull out at the last minute, especially when they're trying to do everything that they can to help us and to give us our education. So I don't think I would take a gap year, especially because McGill is a lot cheaper than most American universities. So financially, it's not like I would be saving a lot of money by taking a gap year. So I definitely take a gap year, but I think that it was a thought wanting to do it, but it just doesn't really make sense.
And that's Emmy Smith, a senior at Walnut Hills High School. We're also joined by David Osterbrock, a fellow member of the class of 2020 at Walnut Hills High School. David, you were staying local for college, is that right?
Yeah, I was hoping to head to UC in the fall, but it's all kind of up in the air now.
And so when you say up in the air, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, so we haven't had a lot of direction from the university or from the state of Ohio about what will happen in the fall, unlike McGill and probably the entirety of Canada, which is giving good directives to their students. We haven't had much information at all. We heard that the decision should come out sometime during the summer, but there's no contingency plan, and I don't know what I will do, if I'll take a gap semester or a gap year. But
what do you think would
have to?
What do you think would happen for you to finalize your decision on whether you wanted to take some time off? Would you not be interested in maybe a digital semester?
Yeah, so I'm still considering doing a gap semester, and that just depends on if I can come back fully in the spring. Because if it's going to be kind of digital most of the year, then I probably will find something else to do, but at the same time, there's not a lot of opportunities for the next year.
What would a gap semester look like for you, David?
Yeah, so I would probably stay here locally and then just find a job on something. I've been working on political campaigns recently, and they're always hiring because, yeah, but hopefully I'll do something locally.
And from your perspective, David, you would only want to take maybe a semester away and hope that things are a little bit back to normal as much as it can be in the spring, and then you would enroll for traditional learning?
Yeah, I would hope to do that. I mean, it's preferable if I don't have to miss an entire year of instruction, and I just don't think learning virtually would be very like conducive to how I learn generally, so I feel like it might hurt me if I start online in college.
And so that's an interesting observation, David, because it is a little bit different. And what do you think is, how do you think about the way you learn and the way that you've done so traditionally and how that would be more challenged by a digital experience?
Yeah, so I've always had accommodations for ADD, and I've kind of like taken tutoring and courses to overcome it, and I basically have throughout high school. But going into this entire new world of college and having to entirely rely on myself, no one's going to be there to kind of tell me when to do things. And I've had kind of a taste of that during this like 9 week off time during, but we've still had school during it where I've had like one lecture during the day, but basically the rest of the day has been free. So I just had to schedule everything around that. So I feel like I'm not the best candidate to do that full time for 4 or 5 months in the fall.
And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're talking with two members of the Walnut Hills High School Class of 2020, David Osterbrock and Emmy Smith. They're talking to us about what the pandemic may have done to their plans for the fall. Emmy was looking forward to going to McGill University in Montreal, and David was looking forward to enrolling at the University of Cincinnati. Emmy, do you have concerns also about a digital experience when it comes to delivery of academics?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about that right now, especially because this year I didn't really think much about virtual learning because I've taken summer classes online. But when I transitioned to virtual learning when school was out, it definitely was a lot harder for me to do. And I'm a very interactive learner. So just not really being able to interact with my peers and work in groups and stuff has really hurt me, I think. And I'm going to be studying biology, so such a big part of my education is going to be my labs, which if I do virtual learning, it's not going to be the same experience at all. And I definitely think that will impact my education.
Well, Emmy, let me ask you this, because we have seen some reports and media outlets across the world that, you know, if your college experience and what you were expecting to learn and the way you were expecting to learn changes due to circumstances out of your control, should you pay the same price? And I guess that is a comparison between learning on campus as opposed to learning remotely. What are your thoughts on maybe the amount of tuition that you have to pay? Maybe you're on scholarship. I don't know. But what are your thoughts on that in general?
I definitely think that students should, regardless of the price, not pay as much as it costs to be there in person, because just teachers and professors are not going to be as available and students aren't going to be able to receive all the help they need. And I know, especially with degrees that require more in-person learning and in-person activities, you're just not going to receive the education you were paying to get, and your degree is just not going to be the same. It's not going to mean as much. And so I definitely think that since you're not getting all the resources that you usually have in person, you should not be paying as much.
And David, let me ask you the same question. What are your thoughts on tuition cost and the change in the way that the education is delivered?
Yeah, so I believe the quality of education virtually is going to kind of decrease, and it's at no fault of these universities and these professors. They weren't taught to teach online, and like I hope for people who are in our position that the universities decide sooner rather than later so they can have these professors really taught on how to use all the different like classroom options that they have to them to do virtual classes, and especially like people who are going into like high school now, like high school is one of your biggest most transformative points of your life. And if you can't do it in person, the teachers should be able to deliver the best education that they can to you. So I believe that the education, like, costs should be decreased and that tuition should go down, but just because the quality won't be able to live up to the in-person standards.
We're talking with David Osterbrock and Emmy Smith, members of the class of 2020 at Walnut Hills High School, as they prepare to go to college, maybe in the fall, maybe later, maybe in person, maybe not. A very confusing time. David, we spend a lot of time as adults who aren't in high school talking about what this pandemic has meant to the class of 2020, taking away your graduation ceremony, your proms, and all of that sort of thing. And perhaps that's true from your perspective, that there's some feelings about that. But based on your experience and the experience of your peers as you know it, when did the sadness or the feelings of the disruption change from the current to the future, when you start thinking about, gosh, this is going to linger and this may impact my future plans?
Yeah, so the first day we got out of school, I believe it was like a Thursday, and I don't know what other people were thinking, but I know that I was thinking this might be maybe a week or two, or we might go until right after spring break, and some of us were calling it like a coronacation at that point because we thought it was going to be spring break, but it's obviously lasted longer, and now we're worried about like the next semester, and I've had friends who are going to do five-year programs at UC, and they said, look, I can't push this off for a year, so I have to start virtually. Or, like, I don't know what job I'll get, so I have to just start college in the fall. So I know for a lot of people, and I'm fortunate enough to have flexibility to maybe not enter college in the fall, but I know a lot of people need to move on to something, and not a lot of places are hiring that aren't opportunities in Cincinnati or in Ohio. So I know a lot of people, like, the moment when we kind of, like, realized that this is going to be a big thing is, like, how we, like, started having our exams online, and we started taking all of our AP exams online. And I think a lot of us started kind of mourning the end of our high school time when we had to take our AP exams online. I feel like that was a big moment for a lot of people.
And that's when you sort of felt the finality of it?
Yeah, and kind of, like, mourning those end-of-year events. Like, at our school, we have senior send-off and obviously prom and graduation, we're having modified versions of those now, but then I guess towards the end of this year. So I know a lot of people need closure right now, but yeah, those big key events that we missed, like senior send-off, are big things to everyone in our grade.
And Emmy, let me ask you, was your experience and your thought process similar to David's?
I would say it kind of, like, it hit me more at the end of March when I was hearing back from all my colleges, because I kind of also thought it would just be this short-term thing that, you know, might last until the end of this year, but I didn't really think it would impact my fall semester. And when colleges started talking about moving decision dates to June 1st instead of May 1st, I kind of realized, like, this really is going to impact just more than my high school experience.
Well, I do want to thank both of you for coming on and talking about the experience and what your plans are. We're rooting for you and hope that it can all work out. And we'll look forward to checking in with you again sometime to see how that has worked. We've been talking with Walnut Hills High School Class of 2020 members David Osterbrock and Emmy Smith. David, good luck at UC eventually. And Emmy, good luck at McGill.
Yeah, thank you
eventually.
For having me.
It's our
pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you both so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Rick Andress. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.